Hello, Miss Pretty Bitch. The street drummer calls out in Korean, no doubt thinking it a compliment, a pleasant surprise, cinched with red ribbons for Christmas, the day select theaters will gift us with The Interview, a comedy in which two American journalists ignite Kim Jong-un's face. Freedom has prevailed, the film star Seth Rogen says about the release. The same was thought at the time of Korea's release from the Japanese Empire. So then, the Korean War began, and compared to war, what's so bad about a movie? Anyway, even war can be funny. As now, a drummer in New York says, you got a smile that could light up the whole town. Though I'm not smiling, thinking about villages and cities of what became North Korea set on fire, sending puddles of twilight into sunless skies as if flames could stab. But his freedom of speech prevails. Freedom always prevails, which is why we get to see two Americans incinerate a Korean face on Christmas, hold our popcorn and chocolate bars, and laugh as the dictator explodes in tune to a pop song. Laugh as American soldiers would laugh at Korean children chanting, hello, hello, give me chocolate, with wartime hunger. Laugh as they choose which face to light up.